The New Testament reading for today is from Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, and Isaac the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers, and Judah the father of Perez and Zerah by Tamar, and Perez the father of Hezron, and Hezron the father of Ram, and Ram the father of Amminadab, and Amminadab the father of Nahshon, and Nahshon the father of Salmon, and Salmon the father of Boaz by Rahab, and Boaz the father of Obed by Ruth, and Obed the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of David the king. And David was the father of Solomon by the wife of Uriah, and Solomon the father of Rehoboam, and Rehoboam the father of Abijah, and Abijah the father of Asaph, and Asaph the father of Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, and Joram the father of Uzziah, and Uzziah the father of Jotham, and Jotham the father of Ahaz, and Ahaz the father of Hezekiah, and Hezekiah the father of Manasseh, and Manasseh the father of Amos, and Amos the father of Josiah, and Josiah the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the deportation to Babylon. And after the deportation to Babylon, Jeconiah was the father of Shealtiel, and Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel the father of Abiud, and Abiud the father of Eliakim, and Eliakim the father of Azor, and Azor the father of Zadok, and Zadok the father of Achim, and Achim the father of Eliud, and Eliud the father of Eleazar, and Eleazar the father of Mathan, and Mathan the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who is called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David were 14 generations, and from David to the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations, and from the deportation to Babylon to the Christ, 14 generations. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Christmas gospel begins not with angels or shepherds, but with a list of names: Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, Solomon, Josiah. Names that rise, names that fall, saints and sinners, kings and exiles. It is a genealogy that reads like the history of the world: promise and failure, faith and rebellion, life and death. And yet every name is gathered, drawn to a beautiful conclusion: Christ. Every generation, every story, every broken line converges on this child, born of the Virgin Mary. He is the fulfillment of every promise. He is the son of Abraham, in whom and through whom all nations are blessed. He is the son of David. He is the king whose throne endures forever. And this genealogy is not mere history. It is proclamation. The proclamation that in Christ Jesus, God has written your name into his story. The Word became flesh not in the abstract, but in the concrete, born of Mary, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. Now, as you read this genealogy, you find that Matthew has arranged three sets of 14 names: Abraham to David, David to the exile to Christ. 14, 14, 14. But not really, because if you count them, the last set ends with only 13. Why? Because, dear brothers and sisters, the 14th name is not missing. It is given to you. The genealogy does not end with Jesus, it continues in him. John proclaims, To all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And Paul declares, if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, heirs according to the promise. The child born of Mary is the Christ who grafts you into his family tree. Baptized into his death and resurrection, your name is joined to his. You are, in a very real sense, that 14th name. Children of the Father, heirs of God, and co-heirs with Christ, whose kingdom has no end. So rejoice this Christmas morning. The genealogy is completed in Christ, and you are made complete in him. Your name is written in his book of life. The child in the manger is the Savior on the cross. His outstretched arms will bear you home. In the name of Jesus, amen. And let us pray. Most merciful God, you gave your eternal word to become incarnate of the pure Virgin. Grant your people grace to put away fleshly lusts, that they may be ready for your visitation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.